fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy. We will go around the NFL schedule and see which games interest Leroy Horde the most, week 8 of the NFL season. But before that, a couple of notes out of Dolphins camp. We have Mike McDaniel letting us know that Tua has officially cleared concussion protocol. He is good to go this
week. All right.
Against the Arizona Cardinals. So that is official. He also says that he is optimistic, very optimistic, that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle will be able to go. They both, I think, popped up on the injury report yesterday with a foot for Cheetah and a quad for Jalen Waddle. But apparently they will be good to go. So the Dolphins will have their three-headed monster good to go this weekend, it appears, for the Cardinals. The Dolphins are up to a four-point favorite in this game. So we got that to look forward to. Want to let you guys also know that our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. And we got a $250 gift card to see you, for you to go see some football, some Heat, some Panthers. You can watch Inter Miami in the MLS playoffs tonight as they take on Atlanta. Maybe you don't got that Apple package. You know, you want to go watch the game. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to win that $250 gift card, all you have to do is go to WQAM.com/contests. And that is how you'll be able to win that gift card, everybody. All right, Leroy, let us get to it. Week 8 of the NFL season. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. At 1 o'clock on Fox, Cardinals, Dolphins, Tua is back. Mike McDaniel just announcing he has cleared concussion protocol. Miami is a 4-point favorite at home. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes, I want to see if they can get back on track. I want to see if you know, they've done some good things. They really ran the ball well, but without the threat of throwing the football, it kind of catches up to you at some point in the game, and that's what happened. So
my fancy is tickled.
I'm curious to see if the timing's going to be good. You know how that offense works on timing, and Tua hasn't played with these guys in a minute. So
yep,
one of the things you need to pay attention to, it might be a couple of balls that are just not quite there. Deep balls that might be underthrown or overthrown. So I just want to see it get back into the flow of things.
Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the Philadelphia Eagles visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati is a 3-point favorite at home.
No, although I'm not sold on Cincinnati. I think Philadelphia, they just don't like their coach. So no matter how well they do, they're going to complain. It's just like, everybody thinks Cincinnati just going to mysteriously, you know, run off 5 or 6 wins, and I don't see it. So I'm out.
Fancy, okay. Not tickled.
What about this game, Leroy? The Baltimore Ravens visit the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God, no.
Fancy, not tickled.
I have to watch it, but it's not going to be a game that I'm paying attention to at 1 o'clock.
Like, Baltimore is an 8.5-point road favorite.
Probably the biggest spread of the weekend.
It would be. That's what I thought too when I initially read that. Although it's, you know, if you do the cuteness of like a road favorite, it's kind of tiesies, but the next game is actually the biggest spread. It has to be. I'm not.
Carolina's involved.
The Tennessee Titans visit Man Campbell's Detroit Lions. And Detroit is a 12.5 point favorite. Take your fancy.
That's a big number, dog.
That is a big number.
No, although I would say that, man, like, for what Detroit has been, like, I think a lot of people are rooting for Detroit, right? It's a cool story. But I won't be interested.
Fancy, don't blame not you. Tickled.
I know you will be in this one because you love you a petty watch.
Yeah.
The New York Jets visit the New England Patriots. Tickle your fancy? New York is a 7-point road favorite.
They ain't good enough to be a 7-point favorite against nobody.
I'm just telling you. That's what they have.
Okay. That's what they say. And everybody will say, oh, Aaron Rodgers, they're going to get it going.
Who's that?
Everybody on Jet Up. So, listen, I thought last week was petty watch. If they mess around and lose to New England, chaos.
Can I just say, not to do a radio tease, but I heard a piece of audio from Aaron Rodgers that pissed me the hell off.
Really?
This one, by far, pissed me the hell off more than I've probably ever heard any athlete in my life.
Mixed bag?
Really?
Mixed bag.
All right, we'll save it for the mixed bag next time.
All right.
By the way, Mike McDaniel is from Barry Jackson. Mike McDaniel says Emmanuel Ogba and Javon Holland also expected to play on Sunday, so they will be back. That is
good. Club.
Leroy, the Atlanta Falcons at 4-3 visit the 4-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, that'd be a good
Atlanta
game.
Atlanta is a 2.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy? Of course, Buccaneers did lose receivers this week.
I know they lost. Mike Evans, he was a trooper for even trying to play, but you could tell he was hurt.
And Chris Godwin as well, of course.
Chris Godwin's out for the season. That's probably why they're favorite. That's 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, yes. Sorry.
I'll peek at it. I'm interested. My fancy is tickled. But I'm mostly be watching the Dolphins game.
Dude, I just got the saddest tweet from Barry Jackson. I got him on notice.
Oh, no.
After being poked in the eye in practice, Zach Sealer is out on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Fancy not tickled.
What kind of eye poke was that?
I'm going to tell you right now, if Eichenberg was the one who poked him.
Oh, it's totally Eichenberg. Dude.
It was definitely Eichenberg.
You know it was Eichenberg.
It was definitely Eichenberg. Oof.
That is literally the only good
thing. Wait, happened. Everybody else was like, we got this. Tobin's crying. No.
Man.
So he going to have an eye patch on the sidelines?
I mean, he will look cool with an eye patch.
Not the time, Dade Self. Not the time.
He goes, his eyes are sealed on up.
Come on. What are you doing?
Really don't know eye patch. You can't just make it work. Leroy, you ever been poked in the eye? Like,
yeah, I got poked in the eye one time in college. And I wore a shield.
Hmm. Oh, Sealer's gonna look cool with a shield.
Ooh.
And I had to wear a tinted one.
Even tougher.
Because when you scratch your eye, the light is unbelievable. So it becomes very, you know, light sensitive. So yeah.
Eichenberg.
What if it wasn't Eichenberg?
Oh, it was Eichenberg. Gets very handsy. We saw him go up the face mask last game.
Only other person it could be, Jordan Poyer.
goodness. We haven't even gotten to 4 o'clock yet.
1 o'clock, Leroy. The Green Bay Packers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars and are 4-point road favorites. Take your fancy.
No.
Fancy no. Not.
Jacksonville, I'm done watching them. I don't know whether it's the coach or your quarterback is not who you thought he was.
He's a bum. I didn't call that, by the way, the whole time. Indianapolis Colts visit the Houston Texans. Houston's a 5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
That'd be an interesting game. They always play close.
My fancy is tickled.
But we'll see. Is their running back back?
Is Taylor back? Let me see.
Taylor back, yeah.
Is Taylor back for the Colts? I don't see him on the injury report, so I think he might be.
It'll be interesting because it's two teams that are going to try to run the ball, and they have that horse running the football. So,
yeah, he is big.
He's big.
He is a behemoth.
Since he returned to practice, they say they feel really good about his status.
I think he was close last week, so it would make sense that he's back.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints, they visit the L.A. Chargers. L.A. is a 7-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No, the Saints, they gave us a couple of feel-good weeks, and now back to reality.
Fancy, not tickled.
Derek Carr is still not practicing. He's got that oblique injury. So.
Yeah, that's a major thing. Like, it's – think about everything you do. Is centered around your core. So you're talking about a quarterback who runs, who throws a football, and that's nothing but torque on your midsection. So, yeah.
A game we'll definitely have to keep an eye on because they are a divisional opponent and the Dolphins week 9 opponent, the Buffalo Bills at 5-2 visit the Seattle Seahawks at 4-3. But Buffalo is a 3-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Is that four? That's 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 o'clock. I'll watch that. I'll watch that. Interested to see, like, is Seattle that good, or they just playing the NFC? Or
my fancy is tickled.
The Bills have looked the worst they've looked in the last 3 years, and they're still 5-2. Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yep. It is annoying. The Carolina Panthers.
Nope. That's four.
But I. All right.
Fancy, not tickled.
I don't care if Young is playing because Brett Rifle hurt his finger in a car accident.
Yeah, that's right.
But although I would like to see Bryce Young light it up.
He's taking on the Denver Broncos, and their defense is good, so I would say probably not.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just guessing.
You know, a guy that they just dismissed, all of a sudden now they got to play, you know, save us.
Oh, please, Bryce. We didn't mean it, Bryce.
I wanted to go something else, but I let it go. Marcos is familiar with the song. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
At 4:25, we have an AFC West matchup. The Kansas City Chiefs visit the Las Vegas Raiders. KC is a 9.5-point road favorite.
We got some stinkers this weekend.
Yeah, we do, dude. Some big spreads.
Yep. Not really interested. I'll look to because I'm just getting annoyed at how many different ways Kansas City wins football games.
Mm.
Right? They win, and that's the sign of a good team. You can win a football game when your star has just been garbage. You can win football games when it's a shootout. You can win football games where it's a street fight. They have won all different types of games for the last 2 or 3 years, and they're the cream of the crop. So
at 4:25, the Chicago Bears, the Bears, visit the Washington Commanders. Chicago's a 3-point favorite on the road. Jaden Daniels, questionable. Right. Ooh, now,
that's right. He was
rib injury. He has not been practicing. Ooh. So we do not know if we'll get a matchup of 1 versus 2 here.
Ribs are tough.
QBs.
Ribs are tough. Rib is very similar to the oblique injury. Like, you can't do anything. Yeah.
And as fun as
that, I want to see the game just to see the matchup because Caleb Williams is, you know, he's actually doing the things that people thought he would do. And then Jaden Daniels has just been awesome until he got hurt a little bit. So I would like to see the matchup.
Me too. That'd be awesome. But I got to feel like if you're in first place and you're the Commanders, like, you got a little wiggle room here. I would be safe about it.
Here's the deal. If you can play, you play. If you can't, you can't.
All right.
Right? There's no, like, there's no wiggle room on that. Like, there's no such thing as I can play, but I'm going to hold you out another week. You're not going to get more healthy in a week when it comes to that injury.
No. All right. Finally, your nighttime matchups. No buys this week. That's why this was such a long slate, by the way. At 8:20, Sunday Night Football.
I'm all in.
The Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers.
It sounds good on paper.
4.5-point favorite.
San Francisco's a 4.5-point favorite?
Yes, they are.
That's weird. They're playing in San Fran.
Debo is back at practice on Thursday. Kittle, he was limited. He's dealing with a foot. So they still got some reserves back.
McCaffrey's injury is a lot more serious than we're gonna see if he can go week one. Remember that?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they just lost Ayuk. So
I gotta tell you. I know this is going to be an unpopular pick.
Hmm?
I think I take Dallas.
Wow. Well, you're getting 4.5. Yeah. Too, you know? Yeah. Finally, Leroy, the New York Giants, Monday Night Football against Mr. Unlimited.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Take your fancy?
Yeah, I just like Pittsburgh's another one of those teams. They just find a way to win. I'm interested to see because Russ looked good last week. You could tell the difference between him and Justin Fields about some of the throws he was making. And so I want to see if now that he's there, if he can get comfortable and they can just do what they do. So, I'll be interested.
Tickled.
We'll take a break. That is Tickle My Fancy. Again, we'll give you the recap of all the Dolphins injuries that have been updated by Mike McDaniel. There's a slew of them to give you as we head towards this Sunday match against the Arizona Cardinals. Take a break. Back after this.
I'm all in.